Finally, two hosts your pets can relate to. It's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I'd like to be under the sea.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we've been talking this morning with Julia Palmer-Wilson, who is the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. And Julia, we've talked all about some of the really positive things that have happened in your industry, in your world, in your facility in 2020, but that doesn't mean that everything is always rosy. I noticed this week that there was a reward put out. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on and why you guys managed to put out that post and what you're trying to accomplish?
Sure, yeah. So we work a lot with local animal controls, and we did get a call from Clinton County Animal Control it was earlier in the week. They had found, actually a citizen had found a very young puppy alongside the road in very bad condition. So they brought the puppy immediately to our shelter. And when he arrived, he was in really bad shape. So we did send him out to another clinic to be cared for and did take some photographs and post a reward. We believe the puppy was dumped. There were several things that I can't specifically state about the investigation that indicated this puppy was intentionally dumped along the side of the road. And, of course, now we are not only trying to help the puppy, but we're also trying to find the individual or individuals responsible for leaving him in that condition to essentially perish.
What are the kind of leads that you'll get from, you've done this for a long time. Isn't the first time this has happened, unfortunately. What are the kind of leads you're looking for? Where do they usually come from?
Well, I mean, obviously we're looking for someone who recognizes the puppy and would know whose puppy it is. There were signs of ownership in this puppy. So we're looking for people who would recognize the photo and say, hey, I know who had that dog. I know who the owner of that puppy was. And would provide information about who owned the puppy so we could start to question the individuals who know more and find out, you know, basically trace back the puppy to who's responsible.
I guess hopefully this is just a single puppy scenario because typically the mother has plenty, and where do the rest of them go? And you know, I personally remember growing up, it was over in Okemos where, you know, it was a barn in the middle of nowhere, and a dog had been strung up, and there were bunches of puppies waiting, you know, just right underneath her, waiting to perish. And those are the kind of things that happen on a day-to-day basis. So that's exactly why we need the Humane Society here in our community. And, you know, it's great to have you out there, you know, because it's otherwise, you know, at the tree that falls, does anybody hear it, you know? If this is happening, how do we actually correct it? How do we actually find out? And so there's posters at our store, and we've seen it in the news, and we hope that something good happens from this.
We do. And, I mean, it's unfortunate, but a lot of these cases where animals are abandoned, we don't find the person responsible. And you, where your mind is where mine constantly is. Is this the only victim? I mean, is this the only puppy or animal that's being, you know, abused in this situation? And if we don't find, you know, we don't get the leads from the community, we don't find the responsible parties, we know that the future doesn't look great. So that's why it's so important to get the community's help. Obviously, we weren't there when it happened. We don't know who this puppy is. There is no permanent identification that we can follow a trail. The puppy can't talk to us and say, I came from this house. You know,
again, what general area was this located?
It was in Clinton County at McNeil and I want to say Mead.
Is that just south of St. John's?
You'd have to look on a map.
Go. Everybody, Google that.
I think it's Mead and McNeil. I don't mean to be.
No,
I
that's
just
fine.
Didn't dissect
that's
it down fine. To the right, exact location. Right, I was more concerned about getting the puppy some help and getting the word out to the community.
Well, but the point is that people need to understand that if you need to give up a dog, you said earlier, we are running out of dogs to have for people who want them.
Yeah, there's plenty of want.
There's just no excuse for this kind of treatment. And I'm so happy that you put out that notification because a lot of people sometimes assume that, hey, if I don't hear about it, everything must be great. And we need to work together to straighten out the people who have these animals and make sure that they give the proper care, right, or give them to someone who will, because you guys certainly will find those people, and you're finding them faster and faster.
Yeah, that's true.
What goes into relinquishing an animal? So somebody, yeah, like this person that just let it out in the middle of nowhere, that's absolutely terrible, terrible. For somebody that wants to do it responsible, what will they experience?
Well, you know, we prefer, and I put that out there, we prefer people call ahead and say, hey, I have an animal I can't keep. And we try to schedule an appointment or a time for people to come in. So we are what we call a managed intake. We like to know when animals are coming so we can manage the number of animals we take in on a daily basis. So clearly, that's our preference. But if somebody's in a situation where they're desperate, or an animal's health is declining, or the animal has some kind of medical emergency, we will never turn those people away. And so, you know, I think sometimes people like, well, shelters are full, they won't take animals. It's true. Shelters are typically full. And especially as we get into warmer months, we have days where we're full and all our cages are full and we're working to adopt and get animals ready for adoption. But there's not a single shelter in this region who, if they heard an animal was suffering, would say, no, we can't take the animal. So that's kind of a really, to me, a lame excuse to say the shelters are full, they won't take them. If someone called and said, this animal is, you know, dying, this animal is very sick, it's been hit by a car, it's injured, you know, there's no way any shelter, not just mine, but the people that work at local shelters are incredible people, and they're not going to turn that animal away. So, you know, the process is, it's easy. You know, we're not going to judge you. We understand all kinds of things happen. You know, if this person who had this animal thought they might get in trouble if they turned it in, please put the animal's needs first. We're not here to judge people. We're here to help animals. And, you know, obviously if someone's cruel to an animal, that's a different story. But people get in situations where their animals get sick, they can't afford vet care, they might let it go a little too long. We're not gonna come down on you. We just want to help the animals, and there's no reason for animals to suffer in our community when we have so many great organizations here to help.
I think another thing, we're very, very, very fortunate. Investments have been made, substantial investments have been made in our community. Your facility, top notch.
Yeah.
Ingham County Animal Control, top notch. Yeah. But what's important in this situation is not only is it a top notch facility that has veterinary services and ways of helping out, they have a separate area where you take them. They're not part of the overall traffic associated with people that are wanting to adopt.
Right.
And that, I think, is really helpful, because somebody that's in a kind of embarrassing situation at times, or just trying to do the right thing, knows they have neighbors, know they have friends, know they're in the community, and to not have to go into that same room as the rest of everyone else, that has to be a positive.
Well, it's necessary. I mean, and a lot of people, I think there's this maybe stereotype that there's something wrong with people that want to surrender an animal. I mean, we have people sobbing, I mean, that are so filled with grief that whatever life has dealt them has caused them to have to give up their animal, that they need that privacy.
Exactly.
And they should be afforded that. It's not, we care about people too, and there should be dignity and whatever you have to do with your loved ones. And there's, you know, it's not always the person's fault. You know, if you're abusing animals, that's a different story. We're coming
after you.
But most people who get in these situations need to bring an animal to a shelter, love the animal, and life has dealt them a blow.
Julia, we've only got about a minute left. Let's talk about right now if there's anything specifically that people could donate or do to help Capillary Humane Society in 60 seconds. What would you ask for?
Well, I mean, we have a wish list on our website. So if you really want to do something to help the animal suit community, you could always get something off the wish list. Of course, we are always looking for donations, whether they be monetary or items, to help the animals. We can't do a ton with volunteering right now, or else we'd encourage everyone to come volunteer, because we still are limited capacity. But just keep an eye, check in with our Facebook website, and we'll keep everyone in tune about what's going to be happening with volunteers moving forward. But get involved. If you care about animals, there's a shelter in your community that could use your help, whether it be in person or your resources. The animals appreciate it, so do we.
Well, Julia, thank you. You've done an incredible job, and we're so happy to have you back in here again. We really appreciate it. We've been speaking this morning with Julia Palmer-Wilson, who is the president of Capillary Humane Society. And, Rick, we could probably talk for another hour if we had the time, but we don't. So on behalf of our producer, Grant LaFave, and Rick Pruse, my co-host in the studio. This is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend, great week ahead. Let's talk next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Meantime, will you all please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everyone, and stay safe.
Hey, got some ideas for a show? Questions? Maybe suggestions? Just email us, mmpets@1320wils.com, or message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mmpets.
Yeah, this is a story of Fang's dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy.